St. Augustine by Harriet Beecher Stowe. Mandarin, May 30th, 1872. As the only seaport city of any size in Florida, St. Augustine has many attractions. Those who must choose a southern home, and who are so situated that they must remain through the whole summer in the home of their choice, could not do better than to choose St. Augustine. It is so comparatively free from malarial fevers, and the sea air tempers the oppressive heats of summer so that they are quite endurable. Sea bathing can be practiced in suitable bathing houses, but the sharks make open sea bathing dangerous. If one comes expecting a fine view of the open ocean, however, one will be disappointed, for Anastasia Island, a long, low sandbar, stretches its barren line across the whole view, giving only so much sea prospect as can be afforded by the arm of the sea, about 2 miles wide, which washes the town. Little as this may seem of the ocean, the town lies so flat and low that in stormy weather the waves used to be driven up into it so as to threaten its destruction. A sea wall of solid granite masonry was deemed necessary to secure its safety and has been erected by the United States government. This wall affords a favorite promenade to the inhabitants, who there enjoy good footing and sea breezes. We were visiting in a house which is a model for a hot climate. A wide, cool hall runs through the center, and wide verandas, both above and below, go around the whole 4 sides. From these, we could look down at our leisure into the foliage of a row of Magnolia grandiflora, now in blossom. Ivy, honeysuckles, manrundia, and a host of other climbing plants make a bower of these outside corridors of the house. The calla lilies blossom almost daily in shaded spots, and beds of fragrant blue violets are never without flowers. The secret of gardening well here is to get things that love the sun. Plants that come originally from hot regions and that rejoice the hotter it grows are those to be sought for. The date palm has many beautiful specimens in the gardens of St. Augustine. A date palm at near view is as quaint and peculiar a specimen of nature as one can imagine. Its trunk seems built up of great scales in which ferns and vines root themselves and twine and ramble and hang in festoons. Above, the leaves 30 feet long fall in a feathery arch, and in the center, like the waters of a fountain, shoot up bright yellow drooping branches that look like coral. These are the flower stalks. The fruit in this climate does not ripen so as to be good for anything. One very pretty feature of the houses here struck me agreeably. There is oftentimes a sort of shaded walk under half the house, opening upon the garden. You go up a dusty street and stand at a door, which you expect will open into a hall. It opens, and a garden full of flowers and trees meets your view. The surprise is delightful. In one garden that we visited, we saw a century plant in bud. The stalk was 19 feet high, and the blossoms seemed to promise to be similar to those of the yucca. The leaves are like the aloe, only longer, and twisted and contorted in a strange, weird fashion. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.